So this week, I made my way by train to another city to meet my best friend for a movie date. She lives about 3 hours away from me, and we've been meeting up halfway for girl days, once a quarter, just to catch up. Now, we went to see Dune 2, and I highly, absolutely recommend it. Like, we had relaxed seats, so we lounged with our feet up for 3 hours. It was fantastic. A worthy way of spending 3 hours with your best friend. So if you can, go watch that movie after you watch the first one, obviously. But on the way there, I encountered an unpleasant situation, one that I usually do my best to keep silent on. But since I've been attacked by trolls and bots online in the past few months, and I've had to resort to defending myself and my views, I've been kind of desensitized to confrontation. Not that I seek it by any means, but it doesn't crush me the same way it once did.
Welcome to the You're Worth Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Roxana Alexander from Honest Rocks, and I am obsessed with social anxiety. After a decade of trying to figure out how to manage it on my own, I'm on a mission now to share every little insight I've gained along the way. Every week, we'll get just a little bit closer to unraveling the mystery of it so you can live the best version of yourself. Because you are worth.
I feel more confident in the shakiness of my voice because, trust me, yeah, it will probably always be there, the shaking. But I feel like standing my ground is more important than worrying about how much my voice trembles. Here's what happened. I boarded the train with my Kindle in tow, and I was so excited at the prospect of catching up on my reading since all I've been doing lately is creating content and scrolling through TikTok. Now, with that being said, I decided to sit in the silent cabin. Usually, there's a big, like, shh symbol on the window and on the cabin door itself to let you know that you're sitting in a quiet zone. No talking, no music, no nothing. Just psh, psh, then quiet. Lo and behold, someone decided to be anything but quiet. At first, he started by playing some pretty bad music, to be honest, on his phone. It wasn't too loud, but still, my annoyance radar kind of went off. And when I pick up on someone blatantly being antisocial and not following the rules, the social contract, I get annoyed pretty fast and I start raging inside, like my blood starts like boiling. Because not only is it rude, but it shows a huge lack of social awareness. Now, when I tell you it was quiet, it was quiet. I felt bad just opening my backpack. The sound of my zipper could be heard just in the whole cabin, while this dude was just happily listening to his music. But you know what? I let it go. I just kept minding my own business. Then, a bit later, he starts having a conversation with the person in front of him. I guess they were together on the trip. I let that pass too. I was reading and I told myself that, I don't need to make a fuss about this because I've read in busy and noisy places before. So, it's not a big deal. And see, at this point, I was already rationalizing with myself and making justifications and excuses as to why I shouldn't say anything. I'm not going to bother the guy. I'll just suffer instead. But I'm not suffering. It's okay. So just stop being so whiny about it. I just kept telling myself off. These were some of the thoughts that were going through my mind. Then came my breaking point. He picked up his phone and started talking to someone loudly. And it wasn't like a quick emergency call or something. No, it was a full-blown catching up conversation. I was fuming. At that point, I felt like all of us in the cabin had given him enough grace and patience that he was just taking advantage of us and the silence in the cabin. Because, like, how do you talk so loud while there are 15 other people in the same space with you being absolutely dead silent? How do you not register that? But because I've been doing a lot of growing in the past few years, I've been giving people the benefit of the doubt. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know if they are neurodivergent, if they pick up on things, so on and so forth. So I'm definitely more understanding of that, especially because, I have a neurodivergent son. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe he doesn't know he's in a silent cabin. So, that's happened to me before. I wasn't aware of it. So I got up and I went to him and I said, "Hi, excuse me, this is a silent cabin." And he looked around kind of like, what? And he said, "Where does it say that?" And I think he was just pretending by the way that he reacted. But I was kind and I showed him, "Hey, the sign is literally right on your window. It says silenced, just plastered on your window." And he was like, "Ah, okay." And I walked away. He was FaceTiming, by the way. That's what he was doing. He was FaceTiming. 5 minutes later, he was still going at it. And I told myself, don't do it. Don't get up. Let it be. You've already said something. But I've been so exhausted from letting undeserving people take up space and feel superior to everyone else that I decided enough is enough. Like in my mind, I was like, why are there 15 people in a cabin who are simply accepting one asshole? Why are we the ones making space for him? Why are we the ones to suffer while he gets to happily walk all over us? It just didn't make sense to me that we're all choosing to not say something when he has no regard for the people around him. How is it that we've been conditioned to be kind and accepting of those who choose to be rude and unaccepting of others? And it's not just in these situations, but allowing those with platforms to spread hate and misinformation and create division at our expense. So I got up a second time. I was shaking. Yes, I didn't care. I told him he was being very rude and to go take his conversation somewhere else. And all he did was wave me off and say, go, go, one more minute. You know, as if I'm the one disrupting and interrupting him. And while I knew it would have resulted in him being rude, because, you know, the normal reaction after the first time I said something would have been for him to get off his phone and be quiet or leave and have the conversation somewhere else instead of me having to say something again, right? And that's when I realized that I was done suffering for people who have no regard for my experience as a human or the experience of others around. And you shouldn't either. It's time to just break out of our comfort zone and confront those who have no shame in disrupting everyone around them and who actually end up being even more rude in the process, even when they are in the wrong. To be honest, it's been a long time since I've spoken up for myself or for someone else for that matter, but I'm going to make it a priority to be much more vocal regardless of how much my voice or body shakes. And I encourage you to do the same because we are worthy of the space just as much as anyone else. So I know this episode was a little bit different from my previous ones. It's more relational. It's more about my experience and something that I've encountered this week. So let me know if this was helpful or useful. But either way, thank you for listening to the You're Worth Knowing podcast. I hope to see you here next week. I'm going to have much more structured episodes, but I do want to sprinkle in some of my personal experiences and how I deal with them. Because yes, I expect social anxiety to keep showing up for the rest of my life. So I do want to share the experiences and the feelings that I have whenever it pops up. So I hope you have a wonderful week and let me know what you think. You can always reach me at Honest Rocks on any of my social media platforms to let me know what you're thinking, or you can sign up for my newsletter. You can find the link in the show notes or just go to honestrocks.com and all my resources are there for you. Everything is for you. Everything is with you in mind. So again, thank you so much for being here and I will talk to you soon.